Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? I don't know about you, but I'm glad he was there that day and asked that question, because it's a good question. And it's a question that I think I'd want to have asked had I been there. And if he hadn't asked it, we never would have had John 14:6. And I'm glad we have it. Here you have the gospel in a nutshell. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And when he said, I am the way, it's the article in the Greek, and it's an adjective. And when he said he's the way, he means that he's not a way shower, but that he is personally the way. And it's just as simple as this. It answers the question. A church can never bring you to God. A ceremony can never bring you to God. Only Christ can bring you to God. And either you have Christ or you don't have him. Either you trust him or you don't trust him. He says, I'm the way. When he said, I'm the truth, he didn't say, I tell the truth, although he did that. He says, I'm the Bureau of Standards for Truth. I'm the touchstone of truth. And he says, I'm the life. And when he said, I'm the life, he didn't say, I'm merely alive. He's the source, the origin of life. Everything that has life, from the lowest vegetable plane to the highest spiritual plane, draws life from him. And then he says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he made a dead-end street, friends, out of all the cults and isms of Southern California. And he says, the only way that'll get you to God is through Christ. No man can come to the Father except through Christ. Now, this is a dogmatic statement. Years ago, a student out at UCLA said to me, I don't like the Bible because it's filled with dogmatism. And I agreed with him. I said, it sure is. But I said, specifically, what do you have reference to? And he mentioned this verse here. He says, that's dogmatic. I said, it sure is. But I said, you know, it's characteristic of truth to be dogmatic. I used the illustration, 2 + 2 = 4. I had a teacher in school. She was the most dogmatic, narrow-minded person I've ever met. She insisted that under all circumstances and conditions, 2 + 2 = 4, and it didn't make any difference. What you had 2 of, it had always come out 4. And I have never had that proven to me, but she was dogmatic about it. But I found out that the bank I do business with uses the same system. Only in my case, it's 2 - 2 = 0, but it's the same principle. And they are dogmatic about it. Friends, let me say to you, one of the characteristics of truth is it's dogmatic. Now, not all dogmatism is truth, because there's a lot of ignorance that's dogmatism. But my friend, here, you have that which is truth, and it's dogmatic. It has to be dogmatic. When I ask directions to get to a certain place and a man hesitates, I don't want to listen to him. But if another man there says, oh, yes, this is the way, and I say to him, are you sure? And he says, am I sure? I know. Then I'm very happy to follow his directions. And I said to this young man, I said, you know, millions of people for 1,900 years have been coming to this person on the basis of this statement here, and they found out that it's accurate, that it brings you to heaven. And I said, since truth is dogmatic, and you agree this is dogmatic, why don't you try it? He says you're not going to get to heaven except through him. Why not come through him and make sure? And friend, today, do you have him? Is Christ your Savior today? Are you trusting him as your personal Savior and nothing else? Because he alone can save. He alone will save. And all he asks you to do is to come to him. And friends, you either trust him this morning or you don't trust him. And if you do trust him, you're saved. And if you don't, you're not saved. It's that simple. It's that clear. And friends, it's that dogmatic.